Hi, it's Brock Romanek, editor of thecorporatecouncil.net. I'm here today with Ganesh Rajapan, who's the president and founder of Logix Data, and they have a new service that I found very interesting that carves up the SEC comment letters coming from CorpFin. So I thought I'd spend a few minutes with Ganesh to get some insight into what this service is all about. So the first question for you, Ganesh, is how does Logix Data's comment letter database differ from the existing databases out there?
Thank you, Brock. Logix Data, with its innovative technology, is able to granularly identify and associate every line of text and table within all the SEC filings. Comment Letter is one of the two products which we're releasing to cater streamlining compliance and disclosure requirements for registrants and companies. What we have done for the Comment Letter database is identified every comment within some 70,000 comment letters that have been issued so far, and matched every one of them with corresponding registrant responses. Additionally, because of our ability to granularly identify and associate, we have associated comments which are iterations of a same comment so that a complete and clear picture is available, even though the individual comments within the lifecycle of the comments may have been in different letters from the SEC. This is something very different from the available solutions today.
So what, and I think your main competition would be 10K Wizard and Securities Mosaic. Luckily for me, I haven't been responding to the comment letters for quite a while now, and so I'm not really familiar. How many comment letters from the CorpFin are in your database?
What we have, Brock, is approximately about 70,000 comment letters from the release that was made public somewhere late August 2004. The biggest difference between us and the competitors that you mentioned is we deal with on a comment level basis rather than a comment letter. So what we have is a database of over a million comments and matched with responses. And that is the biggest difference than what you mentioned compared to what we have available in the today.
So you're able to slice and dice the individual comments within the comment letter, or basically pulling them out and category. I guess, can you give an example of how a customer might use the ability to search for comments, you know, by topic or by specific CorpFin examiner? How exactly does that work?
There are, Brock, differently about 20 to 30 different elements that you can slice and dice using our database. Now, you asked me a question on how would a company or a customer use our database. If a comment letter is sent out by the SEC, the CFO and his office can access a database of over 1 million individually matched comments and responses, and they are able to identify similar or exact comments and responses within their peers or across all organizations. The CFO's office can review all the comments, responses, along with their iterations, so that A, they can get a reasonably good idea if the comment is a leading question or a specific instruction. B, an appropriate response can be constructed that anticipates potential follow-up questions and includes those explanations in the initial response. C, the SEC comment letters can be closed out in shortest possible time with the fewest number of iterations. D, the company's inquiry from SEC is not such a nightmarish process and is more predictable. And if when you're filing your other disclosures, the audit committee and the CFO's office can proactively search to see if other companies have received any comments related to similar disclosures so that you can make appropriate disclosures the first time when you file because it can anticipate the requirements, and that prevents you from triggering a comment letter. This, we believe, could benefit the company in getting predictability that is achieved and also proactively apply successes and mistakes of others in disclosure requirements so that the executive management and board of the company can proactively manage the risks rather than reactively responding to the SEC comment letter.
Thanks very much. I assume there's some sort of demo on your site, and there's a link to your site from the page where people access this podcast, and so I urge everyone to check it out. It really sounds like it's a step above what the existing abilities have been and really should be helpful to people that need to do the research before responding to an SEC comment letter. Thanks, Ganesh.
Thank you, Brock.